Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Now, this is unusual because I'm interviewing Chris Lake from Kensington Media.
And usually I'm the one doing the interview.
Oh, I know. This is so weird. But you guys have so much positive things coming up. Tell us what's coming up in the next few weeks.
We do. And we're really happy because we get to go on this journey with you guys at the Chamber a lot for this year. I cannot believe we're almost getting into the warm summer months.
I know.
Where we start cranking up those downtown events. And we just announced today, actually, that we're partnering up with you guys again.
That's
and,
so awesome.
I mean, it's a perfect fusion because you guys asked us a number of years ago to help out with finding some local talent and we love doing that.
Yeah.
And so we find local bands and we try to get different ones every year. And we have some new ones for this year. And so the downtown events, we try to fill with music.
Sure.
Because that's what we do.
Well, not only do you find us other music, you guys are there.
Yes.
So it's usually either Willie or you or WRSW is down there being participants. And it's just great exposure for you guys. It's great for us.
Yeah. It's a great partnership, and I'm really glad that we can go on that journey together and make our downtown events bigger and better than ever before.
Bigger and better than ever. That's right.
But we also have some other really cool things I was hoping you would let me share about, Scott.
Yeah.
So Riley Radio Days is this really neat thing that we do on WRSW every March, and it's coming up March 19th and 20th. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-day radiothon for the KC Riley Kids Fund. And that is a local fund that was started by Alan Aldifer and Mike Bergen. Mm-hmm. And they did that to help families who are going to Riley Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. It's a long ways to get to Riley. It's
sure
2.5-hour drive.
Right.
And so the initial goal was they wanted families to not worry about how to fill up their gas tank to drive there. Mm-hmm. They just wanted them to worry about their child.
Right.
Like focus on the child and leave the rest to other people. And so we do this two-day radiothon. And throughout that 26 hours of broadcasting, we ask for phone calls at 268-HOPE. You can call in and donate any dollar amount, a dollar, $100, $1,000. And 100% of that is going to go into that KC Riley Kids Fund. And these families, they really need it.
Sure.
And one of the surprising things is people think that there's a certain demographic of folks who need this money. But it can be anyone.
Right.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's like everyone always says it's really expensive to have a sick kid. It's
sure
very
is.
Expensive.
Right, and it's things you don't think about.
Correct.
It's the travel. It is the gas. It's the food. It's the hotels. It's
and most Riley,
babysitters. It's
yeah,
everything.
Exactly. Most Riley families can tell you exactly how many miles it takes to get from here to the hospital because they do it so often.
Right.
And so the KC Riley Kids Fund, it provides gas cards and hotel vouchers and food vouchers. Sometimes it even has helped with mortgage assistance and things like that for some very severe cases. So it all runs through the K21 Health Pavilion, and so they help out and help manage that money. But it's 2 days of really powerful radio because we hear from local families and they're all local stories. And in fact, we have some new ones this year of some families that have just recently taken advantage of the fund. And so a lot of people say, oh, I can't bear to listen both days, all day, every day. And while we understand that, we want you to listen long enough to feel compelled to call.
Sure, sure.
Call in, make a donation. It's not recurring. Of course, you can make it recurring if you want, but it doesn't have to be. And just be a part of it. And literally every dollar helps. And I know it's kind of cliche to say that, but it really is true.
Oh, sure.
Every dollar helps. And that's how, over the course of 14 years, we've reached over $1 million raised for that fund.
14 years and over $1 million.
Over $1 million, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So you can help us get even further. And again, we're just helping families. But one final thought about Riley Radio Days and the KC Riley Kids Fund. Think of it this year. Last year, we raised $65,000 in 2 days. And within 8 months, that money was gone.
Wow.
It was gone.
Right.
There was nothing left. Mm-hmm. So they will always find ways to get more money.
Sure.
So no family, you know, doesn't get any. But it just shows that we just need to keep that fundraising going.
Well, sure.
So,
well, gas prices are now $3.60 a gallon.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So March 19th and 20th, just call in 268-HOPE and be a part of Riley Radio Days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, if that's not enough, you also have something coming up.
Yes.
It's the end of the month.
Well, the radio station partners up with the Performing Arts Center, and we present Dancing with the Stars for charity.
It was so awesome.
Yeah, and so that's another really good charitable cause. It's just like the TV show. We get Warsaw Community Schools employees. They partner up with local community stars. Mm-hmm. And over the course of 5 months, they learn two dances, which are taught by Warsaw Community High School dance students. Mm-hmm. So there's like three different layers of this. Well, I guess four, because the fourth layer would be that they're all doing it for charity. So there's eight teams this year. That means eight brand new charities.
Eight different charities.
Yep. Wow. And every ticket sold, without a doubt, every single cent of it goes right to those charities. So when you buy a ticket, Scott, your ticket price is going to be split eight ways. And you're going to be donating to eight charities off the bat right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys do so much for the community. Because stuff you don't have to do. You don't have to do this stuff. But you guys choose to.
Well, we try to give back. And we try to understand that our community needs a lot of help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we like to coast through life and think that everything is great. And while it is, there's a lot of people that need help out there. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of non-for-profits. And so what we can do as a radio station is we can use the power of our voice. Mm-hmm. We call it our big bullhorn. Mm-hmm. And we can do that in order to help make some change and raise some money. And if we can, we will. And so that's why we partner up with so many charitable offerings, because it really is a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's the right thing to do.
Well, Chris, I know from the Chamber of Commerce perspective, we really appreciate Kensington Media, because every weekend you give us, like this program,
BizBuzz.
We've done probably 400 episodes over the last 3 years. And that really gets the word out to any new businesses, small businesses, large businesses, events. Because mm-hmm. I hear all the time, hey, I heard you on BizBuzz.
Well, and that's just another way that we want to let the community know that we're here to help them.
Yeah.
And we want to be a good steward of our ability to spread the word. And so we do our best. Yeah.
Right. You're doing an awesome job. Yeah. Just exemplified by this last month alone, all the stuff you got going this month.
Yeah.
So please support Chris, support all these events that Kensington Media is doing, all for a great cause.
Yeah, well, we try. Thanks for giving us the time here, Scott.
Well, you're giving us time.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm at Launchpad with Sherry Searles. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Didn't have to go very far for this Biz Buzz, just down the hallway a little bit.
Yeah.
Sherry, you guys... Oh, yes. You guys are always doing something just wonderful for the community. I don't know if everybody knows about everything you guys do, but you have a huge event coming up here. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so this is the first time we're going to be doing this, and we hope to make it an annual event. This is the Kosciuszko Childcare and Early Learning Hub. And what this will be is for the families in our community with children ages 0 to 5 to be able to come to one location to check out the available preschools, early learning programs, childcare facilities, all in one place. They'll all have a table to market their programs so parents can shop at a market to find out what works best for their needs.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. This should be shared with all the moms groups, all the church youth
groups, all the nurseries.
Yes, this is a great time to, because it's so hard to shop that with when they're so spread out. So
that's right. And they'll have that opportunity to ask questions face-to-face when they want to know more about the programs.
Yeah. No. So where is this going to be held at, Sherry?
So this is going to be held at the Warsaw YMCA. When you come in to the YMCA, we'll be there to greet you and direct you to the room where all of those will be set up. But it's a great thing to have at the Y because we're going to offer a free drink for all parents with children 0 to 5. So you can go right up to the River Coffee House, get yourself a free drink. And the Lily Pad Play Cafe will be open. And so, again, if you have a child 0 to 5, they can play in there for an hour for free.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So while parents are looking at all of the options, their children can be playing. And this is an opportunity to check out the Lily Pad and see what that's all about as well.
Sure. I know we shot a video there not long ago, and I had fun in the Lily Pad. That's for sure.
It's a great place.
That's great because the parents can then concentrate on the providers without, their children, and the children can have a blast in the play cafe. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you want to give us an example of some? I know you probably don't want to mention all 15, but just can you give us an idea of some of the vendors that will be there?
Yeah, so we have 15 of them. Some of them are preschool. So if you're just looking for a half day preschool, we will have some of those. If you want a full day childcare, we have that as well. So there's a big variety of licensed programs, registered programs, all the whole gamut. So we're excited for parents to have this opportunity. And all the programs that are coming have openings.
Oh.
So you won't be hearing, oh, sorry, we're full.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be sad. Oh, I love it. I love it. And then, oh, sorry.
But you can't.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No child care for you. Now, this was a collaboration with KLA. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I had a group going to the Kosciuszko Leadership Academy, or KLA, that wanted to do a white paper in child care. And so this was a perfect opportunity for us to collaborate together to do this event. And we're hoping after this event is over and they write their white paper, that this will be a successful event that will continue year after year. Springtime is typically the time that most preschools start registering for the fall. And so we're doing this in collaboration with that typical registration time.
Yeah. Is there any cost to this program? I guess we didn't cover that.
Nope, it's completely free. Free coffee, free lily pad. Just come on in.
Boy, you can't beat that. Now, how do people, if they want to find out a little bit more about Launchpad, Sherry, what's the best place to go to learn more about Launchpad?
Well, they can go to our website, klaunchpad.com. You can always call me at 574-267-6311 here at the chamber, or email me. SSearles@kchamber.com.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Sherry, and thanks for all you do for the community. Yes, like I said, I don't think people understand just how much hard work you're doing behind the scenes to help children and parents all over Kosciuszko County. Thank you, Sherry.
Well, thanks, Scott, and thanks for the opportunity to share about the event.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.